The Icons of Real Estate Podcast. Are you ready to learn the proven money-making secrets from top-producing icon agents? Ready to skyrocket your business? This podcast is for you. Tune in every week with your host, Tomasz Fonseca, and find out how to implement proven strategies to 10 times your business, from $3 million to $30 million in just 12 months. Brought to you by the Masters in Real Estate Marketing, Ardor SEO.
Hello and welcome back to the Icons of Real Estate Podcast. I am your host, Timothy Gaetano, and today I have a special guest. You know, I don't know where you might have seen him. Perhaps he sold you a house. Maybe you saw him on the cover of Real Producers, and you're wondering if you bought the right magazine because you didn't get your typical picture. You had a man with a guitar on it, and he seemed like he was having such a great time. You know, you've probably seen him on Zillow, and you've been, you know, trying to reach out to him because you can see that he has the best reviews and his clients love him. Well, yeah, I'm not going to keep you in the loop for much longer. I'm going to tell you who it is. We have a special guest, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jason Bermsteel. How are you, man?
Timothy, I'm great. That is an intro that's going to be tough to live up to, but I'm gonna do what I can today, man.
Well, I mean, people that actually know you would know that, you know, I could have definitely, you know, gone harder on that because, man, you're a man of many talents. And this was an interview that I was really excited about because wow, we spoke prior to this, right? And I got to know you a bit better. I got to know that you're not just a real estate agent, you are also a musician. Now, I know if you're listening to this right now, you'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, we've heard that. But you actually really, really good, and you have an amazing band, but you also run a successful real estate team. I'm just wondering, you know, how do you do it? But before I even get to that, where did this all start? You know, how did you get into real estate and how did you incorporate that with your music career?
How did I get into real estate? I like to say that I really didn't have to learn a whole lot to become a real estate agent because I was, yeah. I was blessed with a childhood and a background that gave me a lot of great tools to where all I really had to do was learn some of the administrative stuff, some of the technology stuff, but the human skills that I think really serve successful agents require, I was blessed to have instilled in me. And you know, I don't know how far back do you want to go? Do you want to start the childhood?
We can go all the way back.
I don't know how much time we got. I'll try to make it quick. I'll do the quick brush with it.
Okay.
I'm from Omaha. I don't know how many listeners are familiar with Omaha, but yeah, you know, Omaha right there in the middle of America, as the Counting Crows put it. We very much are. We're dead center of the country. Mm. And I grew up in a part of Omaha that was kind of working class. It was built around a meatpacking industry, and then also a little bit to our south, a military base. Mm. And so I had the advantage of being immersed in all of those values and the example set by folks that are really hard workers and very family centered, and also a musical family. My grandparents had a band, a family band in Omaha for many, many, many decades. And my mom played drums, and my aunt, who's a Notre Dame nun, played piano and violin, and her sister played. And it was just a beautiful thing. It was done by the time I came along, but to see the pictures and to hear some of the recordings was a real gift. So as long as I could, from as far back as I can remember, I played music, and I had music all around me. Simultaneously, between our house and my grandparents' house, there was I guess what I could only describe as kind of a refuge for folks that were either struggling or had been kind of kicked around by life.
Yeah.
They just seemed to find themselves at our place or at my grandparents' place. And they were always welcomed with open arms. So as a result, I had this really rich cast of characters that came through my life, you know, with varying gifts and maladies. And so by the time I was old enough to really step back and examine it, I realized how thankful I was that I was never sheltered from tough stuff or folks that were struggling and maybe had a lot to give. I had wonderful models to watch how you should navigate those life challenges. Mm. And it was kind of topped off by in young adulthood, being blessed with the opportunity to care for my ailing grandmother at home, who had been suffering from dementia. My mom had engineered a plan for us to be able to keep her in her house and usher her through the rest of her life with very hands-on care. I mean, things that you never count on having to do for your grandparents, I was charged with doing. And I was fortunate to have that honor, as I describe it.
Yeah.
So again, another rough thing, but the end result is that there's really nothing, no personal situation, no family dynamic, no degree of loss or disruption that I can't ease into with now my clients and feel that I can bring value to. If that makes sense.
It totally makes sense. It totally makes sense. You have an amazing story, man. And well, I can see this is how you've, you know, been able to connect with your clients, because, you know, you've really gone to see, I'll say, all sides of the world. And you have an ability to create connections with people that I think a lot of people don't realize. I think when we had our first chat, if someone walked in and heard me on the phone, they'll swear that I've probably known you for a while. You just have that ability in you. One thing that I do want to know personally, and, you know, I think our listeners definitely want to know, is, you know, the music. The music is so great. And I think you've found a way to connect that with, you know, real estate. Your website is actually titled Rockin' Realty. So I was like, okay, all right. But your music really isn't rock, right? You have music that I don't know how to describe it, but it definitely gives you Prince vibes. And if you're a person that listens to Anderson .Paak, that's where it falls on. And you have a gift, man. You have a talent. But you also found a way to, you know, merge that with your real estate career. How did that go about? And, you know, how did you make it work?
Great. Thank you for that question. I think, you know, if you talk to any working musician, they're going to tell you that music and performance not only requires a certain amount of planning and discipline to hone your skills and to be able to put on a show, but you also have to be spontaneous and have a sense of dynamism and ability to think on your feet to be magnetic as a performer, for people to want to come watch you. And, you know, I think if your listeners were to substitute audience for clients, a lot of them would say, "Hey, well, that's me." because you do have to exhibit a lot of that to be successful in real estate. Now, fortunate for me is that the music part is just, it's a part of me, and it's just always come natural. And in terms of how it affects my real estate career and the success of my real estate career, is that it happens to be something that brings a lot of people joy. And when you can deliver joy to large crowds at any given time, you attach to them, right? And then just by sheer association, the real estate just kind of tends to creep in. I don't lead real estate with music, and I don't lead music with real estate. I think if I did either of those, both would get kind of diluted. You know, people sniff that out it would feel cheap.
You could do that at the end of a performance. You'd be like, yo, my name is Jason. If you're looking for.
I don't know. If times get real tough, you might say.
I have a condo that I'm selling right now.
Good night. Condo on 72nd Dodge. Good night. Well, see you next time, Omaha.
That would be crazy. That would be crazy.
I like how you think though, man.
Yeah. You know, but you've definitely used that to create that connection. And I can see how, you know, you get off stage and, you know, people just feel connected to you because you make them happy. If you haven't watched, you know, just go on YouTube and just search the Nines Band, and you'll see people are actually happy. I've seen, you know, couples like both young and old dancing to your music, and that's the joy that you bring to people. So I can see how these people tend to, you know, feel very open to you and trying to trust you because you've really made their day or their night, you know, and it's amazing what you're doing. You know, I've seen you've accomplished a lot. You've also made it to the cover of Real Producers. And not only did you make it to the cover, you've done something that a lot of realtors don't do. I mean, we see different kind of, you know, covers. People are behind houses or behind a car that's behind a house, or it's just a couple, you know, holding keys. But we have you live on stage, actually, you know, with your guitar going crazy. You know, but, you know, what did that mean to you, you know, just to have been successful in both fields, you know, real estate, you know, leading a successful team and doing so good at music altogether? Because anyone who does real estate knows it's such a demanding career and that they never have time to do anything else. Some people are like, I don't even have time to work out. But not only do you have time to do that, you have time to do music and just find success in both fields. How do you manage that? How do you do it? Do you have a clue?
I haven't always done it well. I mean, I guess I feel on some level I'm speaking to my peers and I'm amongst friends here where I could be honest. I mean, it's not perfect. Yeah. You can't do everything. Something always suffers. Now we can try our very best. Mm. To allocate our time and our attention and our creativity in a way that creates the best possible life balance, but that ebbs and flows. I mean, your listeners will know that. There's when you're first getting into the business, it completely engulfs you. I mean, if you're doing it right, I mean, you're having to invest a lot in that, in getting that initial curve going to where you can build a book of business and then you can cultivate that book of business. But those first few years are really hard. And as a result, you know, you're running yourself down a lot of times and you're not taking care of yourself and you're focused entirely on your clients. And sometimes your family suffers a little bit. I've been guilty of all that stuff. But I think it helps to have things in your life that bring you joy. And for me, it's been my family and my music.
Wow.
And those are places of refuge for me when things get, you know, really daunting or really stressful, or I feel like, you know, the business is sucking a lot out of me. I always have those places to go. You know, in terms of, I love your podcast. And one of the huge values of what you guys do is, and I've learned a lot just by listening to your work with other agents, is so many agents have wonderful disciplines and systems and are great with metrics and spreadsheets and technology. I suck at all that, man. I'll be just dead frank with you. I can't time block. I'm terrible with it because I'll get an inspiration or something will pull my attention away, or I'll think about another client and I'm going that direction. I'm terrible with planning, but I'm pretty great in the moment, which is really what my entire business is based on. Now, thankfully, in recent years, you know, you referenced the team thing. I've I've built my very small team to almost create this kind of symbiosis, this little mini family ecosystem. It's never been a numbers game for me. I know the trend right now with a lot of teams is to just go big, buy a ton of Zillow leads and hey, the calculation is if each one of these agents maybe does 4 or 5 deals a year, then I'm in the black with them. That just has always seemed like such a wear out. And for somebody that's kind of empathetic and people oriented, I think that would just put me in the ground. So I hover, you know, anywhere between 5 to 8 agents at any time. And they're all people handpicked that bring something to the table, maybe that I don't bring, or they're from another culture that I'm not from. I have just this beautiful salad of humans in my team right now. I've got a gentleman born in Sri Lanka that was Men's Warehouse Salesman of the Year for a few years, number one in the country. And he's just got a wonderful energy to him. I've got a gal that I played music with decades ago that came back into my life. That's retired military. She's great with technology and the numbers and all the stuff I told you I'm terrible with. She's great with it. I have a young lady who's got a beautiful family. She's from Ukraine and she's got this just unshakable work ethic. I have a friend that she lost her husband and she was a caregiver to him for a few years. And she just has a wonderful spirit and energy and generosity to her. You know, it's a guy that from New Zealand who's a soccer coach. I mean, I look specifically for those things, not because I see a dollar sign associated with them, but I see a richness and a meaning in working with them that you just can't put a price on. And one of the byproducts is there's a support system there. Yeah. Is we kind of where one person leaves off, the other one takes over. And if somebody's in a bind or needs help, you have somebody there to support them. So not necessarily the conventional team structure, but a team in the true sense that there's just a mutual love and respect and appreciation there. And by virtue of us all binding, we make our career in real estate better and our clients' experience better.
You know, you never get to hear that from a lot of team leaders. You know, you're always under the impression that, yeah, they're in this position because they can do it all. I like the fact that you admit that, hey, you know, I can't do it all. You know, this is why I have a team that's, you know, structured this way. So some people are, you know, the strength in my weaknesses. And I love that. I love that about you, man. So this is how you've been able to get to find the balance, having a team that, you know, has an amazing work ethic and, you know, is good at some of the things that you would say you're not good at. And you've been able to just, you know, find joy in things that are outside of real estate. So this just confirms that you don't have a clone. So it's not a clone that we're seeing on stage performing for people. That is, in fact, you. That's good to know. Okay. All right. No clone.
But if you get a line on one, let me know. That'd be worth the investment.
You might actually end up in that. We might find you in a couple of movies.
Hey, man, things are changing quick. You never know. Between microchips and Petri dishes, I mean, the world's going to be a way different place in 10 years.
It definitely will. And what do you think it would look like for real estate? You know, a lot of technology has, wow, you know, come and go. And how do you think technology, you know, with the rise of artificial intelligence and a lot more that, you know, I can't even list right now, how do you think it will impact the real estate industry?
Well, that's not an easy one. I don't know. I don't watch the trends that close, but in my gut, mm-hmm, I know things are changing. And I think a lot of listeners know that there is a real significant kind of seismic shift happening with the role the realtor plays in the lives of the people they serve. I mean, we're at a time now, and it's no secret, technically somebody can list a house, get it online, have it photographed, and have it out there for the world to see without an agent. I mean, those tools are there. So I have to believe what we're going to see in terms of a return is agents, I'm sorry, having to get their hands dirty, you know, really dig in and provide secondary and tertiary benefits to their clients that a computer doesn't. You know, in my case, gosh, I mean, it's everything from me fronting money to a seller that can't afford to paint, to get the house listed because I know it's going to net them a better result. Or I had a retired gentleman who lost his wife a couple years ago, and they had this, and I've never even seen one before this point, but this big quilting table. She loved to make quilts, and she had passed away, and he had this humongous quilting table in his basement that I think they had paid $12,000 or $13,000 for at the time. Well, the estate sale company didn't know what to do with it. Nobody wanted it at the estate sale. So I'm taking pictures, I'm putting it on Facebook Marketplace, and I got them, you know, and you know, a few grand for it. It's going to be a willingness to work outside of what the industry tells you are your hard and fast responsibilities. If you want to stay alive in this business, you're going to have to give your folks something. And let's face it, and we can be honest, realtors are paid very well for what they do, right? I'm not saying they don't work hard, but the way the profession has been constructed is that there's potentially a really good paycheck at the end of this. And I don't know if it's just in my DNA and the way I was raised, but I'm just dead set. I insist on earning my paycheck. And if I don't feel like I'm earning it, I find myself kicking it in extra stuff just so I can put my head on the pillow at night and feel like I'm doing just and valuable work for folks. And I think for agents of that same bent, that same mind, there's always going to be a place for them. Now they're going to have to carve out their niches. You know, one of the things I see a lot, and you probably too through your interviews, is there are people that leave really high and noble professions like teaching and nursing to get into real estate for a couple reasons. I mean, those are very taxing jobs, and they don't necessarily pay a lot, and they see real estate as you know, kind of an escape, and oh boy, it looks easy and fun on HDTV. So I'm going to throw my hat in the ring. Agents like that need to tap into the things that made them a great nurse, that made them a great teacher, and then wrap that around themselves, like I've done music, and again, carve out that unique, valuable space in the market. And folks like that, as long as they're willing to work hard and be honest and just where their clients are concerned, I think they're going to be okay. But could we use less real estate agents? Absolutely. I mean, I don't know how it is in your market.
Yeah,
we could have 90% of the real estate, you know, evaporate into a spaceship like all Marvel style, and we'd still be overserved in terms of numbers of agents. We've got way too many agents because the bar is so low to get in, and it costs so little to get in. You know, experienced agents end up babysitting agents a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So there's no shortage of agents. You know, I think that number is going to go down, obviously, as things tighten up. And let's face it, there's just not enough places to live. But I think folks with deeply ingrained values and a real desire to serve will continue to find a place and continue to find work.
Wow. It's amazing that you say that, because, you know, I had a gentleman here that came on the show, and he told me that, you know, I always go above and beyond, and I'm that do whatever it takes agent. You know, he was like, I actually delivered my client's daughter's birthday cake. And I was like, wait, what? you is that part of the description? Like, no, that's just me, you know, building that relationship, going the extra, doing the extra things to build that relationship. And I believe, like, now with what you're saying, I truly believe that that's something that no amount of technology will ever be able to measure up to, because, you know, you're never going to be able to get, you know, AI to do some of the things that you need to do, or to post something on Facebook for you, because it's going to be like, well, it's not related to what I'm doing here, you know. So it's going that, you know, going that extra step, you know, doing things that, you know, leave a smile on your clients' faces. Now, speaking of leaving a smile on people's faces, man, you do that with the music and you do that with the real estate. You know, I right now, I wonder what it's like to be you. You get to see people smile and be happy on stage, and you get to stand there next to them when you are giving them the keys to a new home and seeing them just, you know, smile, sometimes just cry, because, you know, it's a huge achievement for a lot of people. You know, over the years, what has that been like to you? And is it a feeling that you say like, oh, I'm used to this now, man. Like, I see people crying, I'm chilled. You know, you don't have to bring the tissues for me. You know, I just walk away when they start crying. Like, how has that been for you, man? Like, yeah, all of your life, you just having to be such huge moments in your clients' lives. What does that feel like, man?
Wow, it's everything. It's why I've picked this particular vocation. Some folks don't believe this, but I have no idea how much business I do until I get to that award ceremony at the end of the year. I don't track my numbers. I just don't pay attention to metrics. What I do pay attention to is these clients and the feeling I get and I can give them when things work. And my insistence on things working is 100%. I would open up my hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of transactions to anyone who wants to just randomly call any of my clients, because I will not rest until they walk away from our experience feeling, you know, whole, feeling like they were better for working with me than if they didn't. And that speaks to your point, is there's no substitute for, I guess, a job well done, to maybe overuse a ancient saying. And that's what keeps me invested in this. I mean, if I didn't do this, I'd probably be a guitar player or a shrink. I don't know what I do, but there's just a joy and an importance to ushering somebody through this process that I've not found a substitute for. And but music is right there. It's why it's so similar, and that marriage works so well, because so much of what makes the music experience meaningful for me are the same things that make real estate a crucial part of my life.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. That's amazing, man. But I don't know what you would have been doing if you weren't doing real estate or music. You'd probably be an actor. You'd probably be playing John Black on Days of Our Lives. I'm telling you, if anyone is watching this right now, if you're watching this on YouTube, if you listen to this, I'm very sorry. But if you're watching this on YouTube, you know what I'm talking about. just before we leave, man, I just want to shout out your music. You have amazing, man. You are amazing. One of my favorite songs is, I want to make sure that I'm not getting this wrong, right? It's Business Suit. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
It's right. Man, my favorite song. My favorite song. Cinnamon Jelly is good, but Business Suit for me is the instrumentals, the bass that comes in there. I love it, man. And your voice is, I'd say, is a cherry on top of it, because, you know, it's sometimes you can have a good band, but then, you know, the vocals are not that good, but yours is just a perfect harmony, man. And I really, really love it. So I'm going to plug it again. The Ninth Band. Listen, this is definitely going to put a smile on your face. You're going to love this music. And if you want to get in touch with Jason, you know, you can find him on Zillow. You can find him on Rock and Realty. We'll actually have his details in the description. And Jason, do we have new music coming on? Anything new coming up?
Yeah, I'm actually working. I mean, if first of all, yes, if folks want to connect, I would love that. I'd love to hear from listeners wherever they are, just to kind of make that connection and feel that. I mean, if they're looking for me, the last name is, there's one Jason Birnstall, I think, in the whole world. So if you get my last name right, you're going to find me. It's B-I-R-N. It's like Burn with an I. Yeah. And then S-T-I-H-L, like the chainsaw. Yeah. You'll find me there. Find me on social media under Jason Birnstall, Instagram, Jason Birnstall, YouTube, Jason Birnstall. The band that we retired recently after, gosh, about 22 years of playing, called The Nines, the number 9S. And there's another, we named the band before the internet, so we didn't realize that there was like another Nines, the N-I-N-E-S.
Yeah.
I think in the UK. And so it makes searching a little bit problematic, but if you type in, you know, the Nines, number 9S and Business Suit, you'll find it on Spotify, Apple Music. But yeah, we're out there, man. And you're, wow, how kind. You just were very, very kind and very constructive compliments with the music thing. It's, hey, that means a ton to me. Thank you.
Hey, look,
solo, you asked me. New music. Yes. New music. Solo record coming up. I started rehearsals for that last week with my buddies. A few of the guys in the Nines are actually going to play some of the tunes and have some other musicians come in. But yeah, that is in the works probably for a spring release. So connect with me. And when it comes out, we can all give it a listen.
All right. You heard it here, man. If you're looking for, I would say, memorable service when it comes to real estate, you know, he is your guy. If you're looking for a good time and you just want to, you know, play something good for the missus, he is your guy. And if you need tips on how to become a successful agent, he is your guy. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to celebrate Jason Birnstall for being on this podcast and sharing his amazing insights. Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much for taking time to be here. I really appreciate it on behalf of, you know, our audience and the team. Thank you so much, man.
Timothy, this was a true pleasure, and you're a pro. I love what you guys do. That's why I'm on it, because I'm a fan. I really am a fan first. I've learned so much from your work with other agents, and I just want to wish all the other agents out there a very happy and prosperous rest of 2024. And thanks again, man. This was a joy.
All right, man. This was amazing. Hey, if you got this far and you feel like this has added so much value, you know, to your life, just share it with a friend. Look, we're definitely going to have Jason back, because there's a lot we still haven't covered, you know, and I'm really looking forward to that. And look, until we meet again, it's been Timothy Gaetano on the Icons of Real Estate podcast. See you guys soon.